True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. Subaru of New England. .com. Kennedy, say hey to Jamie from Drake It.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am okay. Thank you for asking.
All right, kick Kennedy out, Jamie. Let's do it.
All right, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. All the pleasantries are aside now. Let's get to let's get to business. There's $1,000 on the line. Kennedy's gone to that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Jamie, are you ready?
I hope so.
Some fans of Sabrina Carpenter say her VMA performance the other night reminded them of another female pop star from the 90s and 2000s who had big hits on MTV with Fighter and What a Girl Wants. Who is she?
Christina Aguilera.
Drea De Mateo did her first full nudes on OnlyFans in order to spread awareness about environmental manipulation. Drea De Mateo starred on which HBO series about a New Jersey crime boss?
I have no idea.
All right.
I was going to say Mob Wives, but that was MTV.
Question number three. According to a report by DraftKings, the New York Jets have the heaviest mascot in the NFL because a jet weighs 110,000 pounds.
Okay.
The lightest mascot in the NFL belongs to the Chargers because, well, a lightning bolt has no weight to it. What city do the Chargers call home?
San Diego.
Question number four. Bunny XO hooked herself up to a lie detector and was asked every single internet rumor that she's been accused of, and she passed with flying colors. Who is her partner?
Jelly Roll. I have no idea.
Question number five. Hollywood honored this actor at the Chateau Marmont, with stars like Jack Black, Sean Penn, / Kristen Wiig, and Will Forte. He died on April 1st at 65 years old with pneumonia listed as the official cause of death. He played Jim Morrison in the 1991 The Doors movie. Who was the actor?
Val Kilmer.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Pretty good, Jamie. Pretty good. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Jamie from Drake It, who is a pharmacist. Concocted 4 out of 5.
Correctly. Oh my gosh. Well done.
Oh, I impressed myself.
There you go.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Some fans of Sabrina Carpenter say her VMA performance the other night reminded them of another female pop star from the 90s and 2000s who had a bunch of hits on MTV, like Fighter and What a Girl Wants. Who is she?
Christina Aguilera.
I was a big fan of that Fighter video.
Who wasn't?
Tied to one. Question number two. Drea De Mateo did her first full nudes on OnlyFans in order to spread awareness about environmental manipulation. There's other a lot of conspiracy theories that she believes in, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Quite interesting. She starred on which HBO series about a New Jersey crime boss?
The Sopranos.
Oh.
Sopranos. 2-1. Question number three. According to a report by DraftKings, the New York Jets have the heaviest mascot in the NFL because a jet weighs 110,000 pounds. And the lightest mascot belongs to the Chargers because a lightning bolt weighs nothing.
Okay.
A lot of nerds over there with nothing to do with DraftKings, apparently. Kennedy, what city do the Chargers call home?
San Diego?
Oh. Wonder a Patriot falls on that list.
Pat Patriot looks like he's a solid 210, Dan.
I know, but a Patriot in the 1700s, they were tinier back then.
Yeah, but his head, his head's probably 75 pounds. 3-2, question number four. Bunny XO hooked herself up to a lie detector and was asked every single internet rumor that she's been accused of, and she passed with flying colors.
Leave her alone.
Who is her partner?
Jelly Roll.
They're not married, are they? I
don't believe so.
I don't know. 4-3, question number five.
But they've been together forever.
A long time. Hollywood honored this actor at the Chateau Marmont with stars like Jack Black, Sean Penn, / Kristen Wiig, and Will Forte. He died on April 1st at 65 with pneumonia listed as the official cause of death. He played Jim Morrison in the 1991 The Doors movie. Who is he?
Val Kilmer.
That is it. Nice job, Kevin.
Thank you.
5-4 is the final score.
You too. That was awesome.
No, you both. Both ladies did really, really well. Those were tough. Those were tough. All right, so Kennedy gets the win 5-4. Jamie, you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jamie from Drake, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.